Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and surrounding Cobb County. And today we have a special guest here today. We have Teresa Sawyer. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. And Teresa is the president of SC Visionary Planning and Production. And I know you do a host of other things,
yes,
which hopefully
ma'am.
We can talk about today as well. But start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, like you said, I'm simply Teresa, and I'm originally from North Carolina. I moved here to Atlanta about 3 years ago to really push my event planning and production company and really be able to get the word out about the importance of event services and entertainment as well as nonprofits and cause-related type of events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually been a delight here.
Good,
yes.
Good. So I guess, how did you emerge into that industry? I know, you know, Atlanta's this fast-paced place. How did you do that?
Well, I've been doing events for quite some time. I'm a social worker, and in social work, I never really wanted to do like a lot of one-on-one work, but I wanted to be able to support a large number of people at the same time and really be able to give them a sense of fun, but a sense of learning as well.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I decided I'm already good at events. I love doing events. I get this drive, this adrenaline where I don't want to go to sleep. I just want to keep doing it. And I also love people. So putting those two together to develop a company where what we're doing is primarily focusing on the people and how their experience, knowledge that we're providing to them. That's how I've always been into it.
So how did you get involved, I guess, more so in the nonprofit sector? Because that's a little different.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a nonprofit back in North Carolina. It's called Project Each. But what we do, we go out and we support children that live in rural communities. We take them on college trips. And I began to see the progress that those kids were making just by simply supporting them with their events. So my goal is to be able to work with nonprofits and organizations that primarily focus on cause to help them push their business, their organizations, to so more people can be a part of it and sponsor and all of that.
So working, I mentioned Atlanta's a fast-paced place.
Right.
So
it's definitely different from where I'm from.
Really?
Definitely.
It's different from where I'm from as well. But so working in this fast-paced industry in a city like Atlanta, what have been some of the take-home messages that you can share with us as an event producer?
You know, it's funny because at home, everyone asks me, you know, Teresa, what's so good about Atlanta? And I say everyone is a hustler.
So
you know,
true.
Everyone hustles for what they want, and it gives you this drive. So this fast-paced industry pushes me as well to I know what I want, and there are so many people out there who can help you get it. But they also say, what's the bad thing about Atlanta? And I say, everybody's a hustler. So it's the same because there's so many. You have to be careful in Atlanta, I think. Have to be careful everywhere, but I think particularly Atlanta, because everyone is a hustler and everyone is trying to get to that next level. So you're going to either find individuals who are going to work with you and you work with them to continue to progress, or you're going to find those who are only going to help you get to a certain point and no farther than them. So, you know, that's one of the things, you know, it's a fast-paced industry. But it's amazing industry.
So it has that whole fast-paced thing has its benefits and its setbacks, I guess.
It does. It does. But I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, regardless of what type of industry you're in, you're going to have some of that, and no matter what city you're in as well.
So true.
So, you know.
Now, this might be a silly question. Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. But what's the difference between an event planner and an event producer?
Well, it's pretty much the same, except for the fact that I see myself as someone who produces big events and not just plan them with when it comes to crafts and arts and you know, arts and crafts in a sense, and table pieces, and we do that. But when you produce an event, it's more so someone who is taking the time to think not just about the planning aspect of it.
Right,
we're talking
right.
about even more so of the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to be a director of movies. And because I didn't pursue that, I'm like, wow, I'm right here.
Right. So kind of like a mini movie. Right?
It is, because I visualize when I come up with an idea or our team come up with ideas, we have to visualize what it will look like. Mm-hmm. And I have to write a script. Mm-hmm. It has to say, this person is going to do this. Mm-hmm. This person is going to say this. Even if they don't say exactly what, you have to come up, you have to visualize what it's going to be, just like a movie.
Right.
So
right.
Our events are set up like a movie. Mm-hmm.
So you spoke of a team.
Yeah.
How did you go about selecting your team?
God help me select the team. and it has been revolving, over time. Because like I said, I've only been here 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I have been put in awesome situations places where the right people have come. Even if they're gone now, they've come for the moment and supported what we're doing, our purpose. But I really wanted to look at those who are understand that the art of events, the purpose of the type of events that we primarily do, and who can work as a team player.
Mm-hmm. That's so important.
It is very important, because we just had an event on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, the particular place did not have all of the tables set up like it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. So the team has to figure it out real quick and work with the venue and make it happen.
Be quick on your feet.
Quick. We have to do it quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speaking of that event, what was that about?
Oh, my goodness. It was so awesome. It was called Twisted Strawberry Soiree. Mm-hmm. And it's a brunch. I want to say primarily, but I do a lot of events that are focused around the celebration of survivors, mm-hmm. cancer survivors, domestic violence survivors, child abuse survivors. Mm-hmm. And this particular event, we had a panel of breast cancer survivors, as well as one who's actually going through cancer, American Cancer Society. They were there to speak to the audience about their services, what they've gone through, answer questions, and then we hosted a table talk with it. Mm-hmm. And everybody had a chance to be to interact with one another. Mm-hmm. So it was a really nice and beautiful event where people got a chance to really understand a bit more about breast cancer, the importance of survivorship, and the importance of celebrating survivorship, that is.
Awesome. So what do you feel, or what is your opinion on the need for community-based programs, and why?
Oh, wow. As a social worker, first.
Right.
Of course. And also, not just as a social worker, but as someone who grew up in a small rural community. You know, I love my small hometown. However, there weren't a lot of community-based activities for the children. Mm-hmm. They were mostly, if you're doing anything, it has to do with school. And if your grades aren't right in school, then you may not be able to participate in extracurricular activities. So you miss out. So what do you do now? So you have idle time. So you have idle time. So it's important to have community-based programs that there's no education requirement, there's no financial requirement, that these kids and parents can go to and actually be able to engage with one another, learn. Because I think learning is not just in school. Mm-hmm. It's the community efforts that we
definitely
have to.
It takes a village.
It takes a whole village, yes.
Two villages,
yes,
sometimes,
yes, yes, yes.
These days. So I know, you've spoken about your SC Visionary Services.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about some of the other things that you do.
Oh, my goodness. Like, if anybody knows me and they're listening today, they're like, oh, she does a lot. But with SC Visionary Services, that's, again, primarily event production, and we do event personal event coaching. So if anyone is looking to do an event on their own and they don't want to hire a planner, which you should, but if you don't want to hire a planner, you can contact me and or my team, and we'll provide personal event coaching.
Oh, that's awesome.
For you. So we'll just be on the phone with you, and we'll work the event out with you over the phone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or you can do one-on-one sessions. But outside of that,
it's a good alternative.
Yes. Yes. Because there's so many, especially brides, in the beginning, they want to just do it all themselves.
Right.
And they just need someone to execute the day of, which we do offer day of coordination. Mm-hmm. But outside of the event planning, we also have the Table Talk series. The Table Talk series is a brand of ours that started when I got here, really. Mm-hmm. So what it is a way that we're promoting positive talk and positive relationships, positive debate, positive conversations. And those topics are all depending on whether our guests say, okay, Teresa, I think we should talk about gay rights, mm-hmm. or maybe we should talk about health. Maybe we should talk about whatever it may be. They're not all business related. Mm-hmm. Something. Some are fun. Mm-hmm. So we bring everyone together and we converse. You know, we have a conversation about that particular topic, mm-hmm. and we have performers. We have a good time. The whole goal of anything that SC Visionary does or our brands is when you leave out of any event that we do, you need to not just leave out with a gift bag. Mm. You need to leave out with additional knowledge, maybe mm-hmm. something that you didn't know when you walked in, maybe a potential business relationship. Mm-hmm. You have to leave out with something. If you leave out with something else other than a gift bag, mm-hmm. then I feel like we've served our purpose.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, what is the Charge Up campaign?
Yes. So with the chart, my mother is a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we noticed, my sisters and I, is that we were so into making sure she had her doctor's appointments, making sure, you know, she had the right food, making sure all these things were taken care of. So we want our mom. Mm-hmm. But I think we forgot to celebrate her. Mm. We forgot to pay attention.
That's important.
Yeah, I think we forgot to pay attention to the fact that she needs to be celebrated, because and all survivors need to be celebrated, I think, because I feel if it wasn't for them, mm-hmm. we wouldn't know what we should be doing.
Right.
We wouldn't know that we need to be checking our breasts right. daily, you know, going to the doctor. We wouldn't know these things. So we have to constantly celebrate these individuals, not because they're, you know, only pay attention when they're going through cancer mm-hmm. or remission, right, in remission, but 5 years down the line, you still celebrate them. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to develop a campaign where we're pushing people to charge up for the cause. So charge up, come together, celebrate these individuals who are going through health-related situations or social-related situations, and really just come together and support these individuals outside of when they're going through it. So charge
right,
up and pay attention.
I'm sure I haven't personally experienced a situation like that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I would get caught up kind of in my own feelings. Like,
yeah,
I'm so happy that they're still here with me. And
mm-hmm.
you, like you said, you just forget to celebrate them and all that they've gone through,
right.
really.
It's so easy to get caught up in what you want for mm-hmm. a person because, you know, we're all selfish in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I want my mom, so
right.
you're going to go to the doctor, you're going to eat this food,
right.
you're going to do all the things that this doctor told you to do, and that's it
mm-hmm.
because I want you here.
Right.
So, you know, but we don't remember that, listen, they're the ones that's going through this. Even though
yeah.
we're going through it with them, they're the ones that's going through this. So we have to celebrate them along the way because that pushes them to keep pushing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just cancer. We did an event last November, and it was called Charge Up, Charge Blues, a part of the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for those children who've gone through human sex trafficking,
mm-hmm.
Child abuse,
mm-hmm.
So many different things, because you never know who you're sitting beside.
Right.
You don't know their story. You don't know how they got to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they're a celebrity or they're a political individual. You don't know
right.
what their stories
so true.
Are. So you have to, you know, be mindful of all of that, I
mm-hmm.
think. Yeah. So it's really charge people up for the cause and
mm-hmm.
get together and be positive
mm-hmm.
and let's go.
So you've done so many events with Charge
yeah.
Up
mm-hmm.
and also with the Table Talk series.
Yeah.
What is your ultimate goal for these programs?
The ultimate goal is to do exactly that when I said educate.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate goal is to be able to educate, to be able to empower
mm-hmm.
Individuals, not just the ones that come to our events, because even if you don't come to our events, we want you to hear from somebody else.
Right. And you never know who's watching, especially with
listening.
Social media
yeah.
and listening to Business Radio X right
yes.
now. You just don't know.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. So the ultimate goal is to be able to educate individuals, empower them, and then entertain them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all, you know, sometimes we get stuck in our business.
Yeah.
We get stuck in, oh, did I sign this paperwork? Did I do this?
So
document?
True.
Did I do this? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. We get stuck in the business and we don't have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I absolutely love events. I would say this. I was working for the government in North Carolina
mm-hmm.
and I had to be up the same day every day
mm-hmm.
for work,
mm-hmm.
the same time every day for work. And I was always like, oh, I don't feel like getting up to go to work. But if I had an event, like to take the kids on a college trip,
mm-hmm.
we took the kids on a college tour, mm-hmm. I was up 4
o'clock. You're excited.
In the morning. Yeah, like go to bed at 2, wake up at 4, ready to go.
Because you had that passion. Yes, you were excited about it.
Yes, we have to have fun with our business, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. I think people forget to do that.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. So what are your plans with your event production?
Oh my goodness. We're pushing along, of course, mm-hmm. and we have several events coming up, and we have some exciting things that I can't reveal right now that are going to be happening, but mm-hmm. I definitely encourage people to pay attention to mm-hmm. SC Visionary Services. Mm-hmm. You know, is SC Visionary Planning Services on Instagram is SC Visionary Services, but definitely pay attention to us because our table talk right now is on tour.
Oh, awesome. Where are you going?
We're going to Charlotte next. Mm-hmm. We're going to Mississippi. We're going to Tennessee. We're going to our lower states mm-hmm. first. And it's partnered with the Charge Up campaign. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing, we went to Raleigh already. Mm-hmm. What we're doing in every state that we go to, or every city that we go to, we are supporting at least 3 cancer survivors and caregivers mm-hmm. with a makeover and photo shoot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Again, celebrating them mm-hmm. With a, you know, makeover. We have our makeup artist that comes with us mm-hmm. and a photo shoot. Just give them a time to just have fun.
That's nice.
Be with themselves. Mm-hmm. And like I said, caregivers. And it's not just for women. It's for, you know, men and women, because we know men get breast cancer as well.
Right.
Cancer.
Right.
So we're going to be doing that. And then we host the actual table talk where we talk about mm-hmm. The journey of self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. How do we empower ourselves when we go through a challenge such as cancer or mm-hmm. financial issues mm-hmm. or self-esteem issues, anxiety, whatever it is, how do we continue to empower ourselves? Who do we need to support us? Why do we need them to support us? Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we take that time to really just be a comfort to each other mm-hmm. in that event. So
awesome. That's great. You're yeah. doing big things. That's
yeah,
awesome.
You know, I'm excited. I believe that, you know, I don't know anybody's relationship with any religious relationships, mm-hmm. but for me, I have really said, listen, God has put you on a certain path mm-hmm. and you have to pay attention to that path mm-hmm. and you have to walk it and don't be fearful. Cause I had fear. Mm-hmm. I dropped everything, moved here to Atlanta, with no job. Mm-hmm. And then I had to get a job and then I had to figure out where I'm going to stay. And mm-hmm. I had to figure all these things out. So it was like, okay, I got a job now and you have to be comfortable in that. But my business, I still had my business moving. Mm-hmm. But at some point you had to say, listen, it's time.
Yeah.
And my mom said, you know, she called me by my nickname, which I would not say here, but she said, it's time, you know, when my job shut down mm-hmm. suddenly, she said, it's time to just go full.
And if mom says that,
she did, yes.
That means it's time to go.
She said, go ahead, baby. So I said, okay.
You got the confirmation.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yes,
that's great.
Yes,
that's
yes,
good
yes.
that they support you in what you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, at the end of the day, what we're doing, we're not just really supporting Simply Teresa or SC mm-hmm. Visionary Services, all that. We are really supporting the individuals out there that come to our events.
So true.
Even if it's a social party, you know, mm-hmm. We have events with clients. So mm-hmm. the clients may not want to do an event that's cause driven, mm-hmm. but we primarily do those. But let's say we did a grand opening recently. So with that grand opening, I didn't make sure that my clients find a way to, again, still educate mm-hmm. their guests mm-hmm. on their business or,
right.
you know, whatever it may be. So it's a teachable moment for myself and for our clients.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if our listeners want to know more about your event production,
yes.
about Table Talk, about Charge Up, about everything that you're doing, mm-hmm. how can they find out more?
Well, I am an Instagram guru, mm-hmm. first of all. So you can always find me on Instagram. The quickest way is to, at Simply Teresa, mm-hmm. and that's CHARESSA. Mm-hmm. If you locate me there, you can locate all my other pages, Facebook, Simply Teresa Events. So you can do it that way as well. We're on Pinterest, all of those mm-hmm. at the Table Talk or Simply Teresa. But if you go to Instagram, mm-hmm. Simply Teresa, you will find all of my other handlers. Mm-hmm. So
what about website?
Website, the Table Talk website is thetabletalkseries.com. Mm-hmm. And then we have scvisionaryservices.com. We're actually about to merge all that. Mm-hmm. So it'll be much easier for our followers to
To keep up with all that you have.
Everything
going on.
That we're doing. Exactly. Exactly.
Good. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I want to have you on later. Yes. You know, when you have some other things going on, maybe you can promote some upcoming events. Tell us about new and exciting things that are going on.
Yes, of course. Good. I would love to be here. Make sure listeners contact me if you want personal event coaching, because we are excited about that service.
And I really like that.
Yeah.
You know, my whole business mind is like, that's a really good idea. It's a great alternative, you know, in case it's not in your budget or whatever the case may be. Still get a little bit of insight.
Exactly.
And who knows, when they get that little bit of insight, they may say, you know what, I need to hire Simply Teresa.
Right.
Because she gave me a little bit of information, but now I need more and I can't do all this stuff she told me to do. So, that's a really good idea. I like
it. Yeah, so just call us and we'll go ahead and get you started and moving forward with your event.
Awesome. Well, thank you again.
Thank you, Lanice.
You're welcome.
You?
This is Lanice Williams. I'm signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and surrounding Cobb County. Until next time.